Hello, my friends, and welcome again to the DDP. I'm Paul. It's the 22nd day of March. It's a Friday. Hope your week has went wonderfully, and I'm so excited because we are so close to Holy Week. This is a week coming up where we day to day reflect on the journey that Jesus takes from Palm Sunday to the resurrection. So much of the Christian story falls inside of that 8-day event, starting with his arrival in Jerusalem, juxtaposed against the arrival of Pontius Pilate. I'm going to do something this next week. I'm going to give you more details tomorrow, but we're going to break away from our journey in the Gospel of Luke, and we're going to celebrate Holy Week with each podcast being the audio version of a little video I'm going to drop every day about Holy Week, and I'll give you plenty more detail tomorrow on the podcast, as well as let you know about the sermon you can expect to find this Sunday. I'm very excited about this next week. This is going to be a lot of fun, and I think you're going to enjoy this journey as we go with Jesus all the way into Passion Weekend. But today, we spend today's podcast closing what has been a week-long journey. We started this on Sunday, looking at the Lord's Prayer, why it exists. And then on Monday, we started journeying through the individual things about the Lord's Prayer. And here we arrive at the final phrase from Luke chapter 11, verse 4, "Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil." This is an injunction. Treat me good, don't let evil get me. I think this line is a line that shows that Jesus is showing us how we can pray as human beings, flawed human beings, who do not have perfect theology, who do not always understand the things into which we look or the things into which we pray. Because there's no way that Jesus believes that God tests us. The Epistle of James tells us explicitly, "Let no man say when he's tested or tempted that he's tempted of God, for God tempts no man with sin." So we don't see God putting us through some cosmic test, and I don't think Jesus thought the Father did that. So I don't see this line in the Lord's Prayer as Jesus saying, "Hey, every day just pray God doesn't put stuff on you. Pray every day, lead us not into temptation." But I do think it's Jesus teaching a bunch of human beings how to pray as a human being, how to face our situations, not accusing God, but seeking God for deliverance from all of the areas of our lives. It's not an accusation that God's the one doing it, but it's the request that God show us his goodness. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. A prayer for deliverance, but also, and I stole this idea from N.T. Wright, the great New Testament theologian, who said that part of the issue with Christianity struggling in their identity, Christians struggling with their identity, is that they pray the Lord's Prayer forward, but they experience the Lord's Prayer backwards. And N.T. Wright compares it to coming into the back door of a house to meet the host who's waiting for you at the front door. When you go to someone's house, you go through the front door. You don't go through their back door, sneak through the kitchen, come up through the dining room, then through the living room, and then meet them standing at the door. You come in through the door. And he said, what a lot of us have done is that we're supposed to have an encounter with the Father. He's standing at the door of our heart. He's inviting us into the heavenly mansion, so to speak. But instead of encountering him as Father, we come in through the back door. We take the Lord's Prayer backwards. We come in through, deliver me from evil. Help me get through my testings. Teach me how to deal with people. Forgive me of my sins. Provide what I need. Let your will be done. Teach me about the kingdom. Oh, I realize you are holy. You are my Father. I just prayed the Lord's Prayer backwards. But in that rendering, we encounter our whole Christianity is deliver me from evil. And I think what N.T. Wright meant was if we could bring people to God through the front door of He's your Father, the last thing you get to is deliver us from evil. Because evil is the last thing on your mind when you have a Father encounter. Christianity is not about deliver me from evil. That's the last thing in the prayer. But if you come into Christianity with it being the first thing in your prayer, deliver me, and all you deal with is evil. And Christianity is just an escape from evil. It's why so many of us took so long to encounter God as our Father, because we were just simply trying to avoid evil. Christianity is better than that. I did a sermon on this a few years ago. You can find it online if you will search our YouTube page for backdoor Christianity, where we're coming in through the back door, where we're trying to take a different approach. And it's the approach of running from evil. I think this is what's happening in people whose entire Christianity is moral code, just trying to get everybody to quote-unquote live right. And they'll get so angry when you start talking about God as Father. I know, I've been around them, and they'll say things like, well, don't you can't say that because not everybody's one of God's children. We need to teach people, we need to get them saved before we introduce them as their Father. And I don't know if we're paying attention to the Lord's Prayer. Our Father. And then the last thing, deliver us from evil. Let's pray it for the final time together. I hope it's not the final time that you pray it. And then tomorrow we introduce the Sunday sermon. I tell you all about this big week coming up. And then we start the work on the next parable, a parable that very much helps us to understand the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we also forgive those who've sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Have yourself a great Friday. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.